Welcome to Anger Reset, a grace-centered approach to understanding and overcoming anger. My name is Brian DeCook. I'm an attorney, a pastor, and your professor for this course. The goal of this course is to explore the topic of anger in the many ways we express it, with the intention of identifying anger's purpose and harnessing its energy in order to demonstrate grace rather than rage. Harnessing anger's power is what I call the anger reset. And I'll introduce the anger reset to you in the next session, but in this session, I want to provide an overview of the course content. And before we do that, I want to tell you about the approach I'm using in this course. Everyone experiences anger. You do, and I do. It's one of the many emotions we experience as human beings. I want to talk about our emotions in general before we drill down a little bit on anger, because understanding our emotions is one of the first steps in being able to reset our anger. Emotions are like the warning lights on an automobile dashboard. They're indicators, but they're not the engine. They let us know something is happening or that something may require attention. But the check engine light doesn't drive the car. It alerts the driver. In the same way, our emotions should not steer our decisions, but they tell us there's something deeper under the hood to consider. Every dashboard light is tied to a sensor. Similarly, our emotions are tied to what we value, what we fear or believe. Anger may indicate a perceived harm or threat. Fear points to a sense of vulnerability. Joy shows alignment with something we treasure or enjoy. There are diagnostic tools that reveal what's important to us. And sometimes they reveal what we may be trusting in instead of God. A flashing light on the dashboard isn't meant to be ignored. Likewise, our emotions call us to engage, to pray, to reflect, to act in alignment with God's will, His purposes, and His word. Sometimes that means pulling over and resting. Sometimes it means addressing an unhealthy belief or behavior. Their purpose is not to enslave us, but to prompt spirit-led evaluation and response. Dashboard lights send us to the manual or the mechanic. Our emotions are meant to send us to God, to His Word, to the one who designed us and knows how to reset us, much like a mechanic resets those engine dashboard lights. When anger, fear, or sadness light up, they're invitations to trust His wisdom, lean on His Spirit, and remember our identity in Jesus Christ. We've just seen how emotions function like dashboard lights in a car. They don't drive us, but they alert us to what's happening under the hood. Anger signals a perceived harm or perhaps an injustice. Fear points to danger. Sadness reminds us of loss. Joy confirms something good, and guilt or conviction shows us where we've strayed. But here's the thing. Once those lights come on, a battle begins. How will I respond to the dashboard warning? How will I respond to my emotional reactions to situations? Will I respond in the Spirit? Or will I let my emotions take control? This is why emotions are not only diagnostic, they're also part of the front line of what I call spiritual warfare. Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 5 that the flesh and the spirit are in constant conflict. And our emotions, those quick, powerful signals, are often where that tug of war plays out. Think of it this way. Anger can become either a foothold for the devil or fuel for righteousness. Fear can paralyze us under lies, or it can drive us to trust God as our refuge. Joy can anchor us in God's goodness, or it can be twisted into idolatry when we seek it in the wrong places. Therefore, emotions are more than warning lights. They're often indicators of spiritual warfare. They tell us where the fight for control of the steering wheel is active. That's why we can't ignore them or give them control of the wheel. Rather, we can be aware of the choices that the dashboard warning emotion lights represent and present to us. we can bring them under the governance of the Holy Spirit, allowing Him to help us reset the warning light and respond in ways that glorify Jesus Christ rather than give ground to the enemy and the destructive nature of anger. Emotional dashboard warnings present an invitation to make a choice. When a warning light comes on in a car, the driver has a choice. Ignore it, panic, or respond wisely. In the same way, emotions flash on our internal dashboard as signals that require a decision. They're not sin by themselves, but they present moments of decision. The spiritual warfare choice we have is who is going to control the steering wheel, the flesh or the spirit. If I give the wheel to the flesh, I'll be led by what Ephesians 4 refers to as deceitful desires. These desires are truly deceitful because when we give our emotions full vent, when we give the wheel over to them and let our emotions drive us, they never deliver what we expected. Anger morphs into rage or bitterness. Fear turns into paralysis or the need to control. Sadness deepens into despair and guilt hardens into shame. In each case, the enemy gains a foothold and the flesh steers the car. But if I give the wheel to the Spirit, I make faith choices based on God's Word and the leading of the Holy Spirit to pursue God's will and purposes. Anger becomes zeal for righteousness and reconciliation. Fear turns into trust in God's protection. Sadness becomes an invitation to comfort from the Spirit and the body of Christ. Guilt transforms into confession, repentance, and freedom. In each case, the Holy Spirit steers me into life and peace, as described in Romans 8:6. Every dashboard light is an invitation to make a choice. Will I trust the flesh, or will I make a faith choice to trust the Spirit of God in me? This is where spiritual battles are fought. Not in abstract battles far away, but in the everyday moments when an emotion rises up. By faith, I can choose to give the wheel to the Spirit, remembering that Christ in me has already won the victory and His grace is available and is sufficient for me. Now let's turn our attention to anger itself. Anger is a God-given emotion of intense displeasure that arises when we perceive something or someone threatens to hurt us or someone we care about. Psychologists define anger as a basic human emotion involving physiological arousal, such as an increased heart rate or an adrenaline rush, cognitive evaluation, thoughts like, I've been wronged, why did they do that to me, and behavioral tendencies, fight or flight, confrontation or withdrawal. The book of James warns us that human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. In this course, we'll learn how to honor anger's rightful role without letting it hijack our relationships. In short, anger is a moral signal, inviting us either to join God in redemptive action or to yield territory to sin. We won't always make the right choice, but even when we give in to anger, we have the opportunity to repair whatever damage we might cause by admitting our lapse and pursuing peace and reconciliation with those impacted by our anger. Anger's purpose is to prompt reflection and response, not immediate reaction. And over the next 12 modules, we'll explore anger as a whole person experience, body, soul, and spirit. We'll discover how God's grace and how God's Word empower us to reset our responses to anger and live in peace. And as I just mentioned in this class, we're going to take a whole person approach to anger because anger impacts our whole being, spirit, soul, and body. It affects our body. It impacts us physically. We feel it when we're angry. It triggers our fight or flight response system. Something happens to us physically when we get angry. Anger also affects our soul, and when I refer to soul in this course, I'm referring to mind, will, and emotions. It impacts us psychologically. Our minds interpret every event that triggers an anger response. So our body is involved when we are angry, our mind and our will and our emotions are involved, and also our spirit is involved. Anger has a spiritual component. And as we've already learned, anger is a sign that spiritual warfare is present. It is the spiritual aspect of anger where we find all that we need to employ the anger reset. The grace we receive freely through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit in us give us victory over destructive, damaging anger. By including all three dimensions, physical, psychological, and spiritual, we can interpret the dashboard warning and reset our anger for healthy relational growth and transformation rather than damaging, destructive behavior. We use a grace-based foundation in this course, a grace-based approach to resetting our anger. The anger reset is not a guilt and shame approach to navigating anger. God's grace meets us in our struggles, forgives our missteps, and empowers our next step forward. As Titus 2:11 and 12 says, grace doesn't just pardon, it teaches us to say no to ungodly anger and yes to spirit-led self-control. The scripture in Titus 2 reads, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people." It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and live self-controlled, upright, in godly lives in this present age. And it's this grace-based approach we'll be using in this course. A grace-based approach means we believe God when He tells us that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. When we slip, we confess. God's grace resets our anger faster than guilt and shame ever could. A grace-based approach reminds us that we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. We may have been angry in the past, but that's not who we are anymore. Because Jesus Christ has given us a new heart, a new spirit, a spirit and heart that want to please Him and display His life to others in our relationships. A grace-based approach uses the fuel of forgiveness. By God's grace, we're fully and freely forgiven for all of our sin because of His grace. And when we remember how freely God has forgiven us, it helps us to extend the same forgiveness to others when they anger us, as well as when we anger them. So now let's take a look at our course roadmap. In Module 1, we'll explore the physical, psychological, and spiritual dimensions of anger. We'll dive a little deeper into what I've introduced to you in this session. In modules 2 through 8, we'll examine 7 anger styles. We'll explore each style's roots, scriptural remedies, and spirit-empowered reset steps. And you'll find in those anger styles those that are your anger styles, the ones you express predominantly. In Module 9, we explore righteous anger and discern the difference between the expressions of godly zeal and sinful anger. In Module 10, we'll take a deep dive into the challenge to the Apostle Paul's instruction to be angry but do not sin. We'll unpack Ephesians 4, 26 and 27 and explore how the life of Jesus Christ in us helps us pause, process, and prevent sinful anger. In Module 11, we review essential and practical communication skills, things like using I statements, the Matthew 18 path to reconciliation, win-win negotiating, and de-escalation techniques with spirit-led applications. In Module 12, we consider forgiveness and restoration. And at the end of this course, you'll walk through with a grace-filled vision for living free of destructive anger. We'll talk about four sessions at the end of the course about anger and relationships, anger and culture, anger and justice, and anger and the gospel. So how to get the most out of this course? Engage fully. Watch the videos. Pause and practice the anger reset tools. Consider your anger styles. Consider how to reset your anger as you process through the videos. Reflect and ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom and guidance. And apply the reset method. As you learn it through this course and you find yourself getting angry throughout the day, start applying it. And let the Lord teach you and change the way you reset your anger rather than express it. And then connect. Find an encourageability partner or small group to pray with and celebrate your progress. As we begin this class, I want to pray for you before we close this session. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my brother, my sister, everyone who you lead to take this class. I thank you that you love them. I thank you that you desire relationship with them, even in the way that we handle our anger. You love us and are at work in our life. So I pray, Lord, that you will give them wisdom as we go through these sessions, Father. Reveal yourself to them and teach them the things you want them to learn. May they hear your voice and not mine, and may you give them insight that goes beyond the words I say, that they might be victorious over anger, and that anger becomes something that you use in their lives to bring you glory and great blessing to them and the people they encounter in relationships. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you in the next session.